Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Remember when they used to say it was a free country, do whatever you want? You don't hear that much anymore, do you? It's a free country, you do whatever you want. Well, you know, not so much anymore, because if you think inappropriately, they'll try to bring the RICO statutes against you if you don't believe in their scientific theory. If you say something else, they'll accuse you of hate speech. The control is getting wider. They're listening. You have no privacy. The taxes are pretty incredible. They want to control the light bulbs you use, how much water you use when you flush the toilet, and how about just tax on sugar? Why don't we just put a tax on sugar, which in effect is what's happened with, you know, taxes on sugary drinks. Our next guest is, you know, well heard all over this country, more than 100 radio shows a year. He's on CNN and Fox and all over. And Jeff Steyer is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Good to be back with you, Steve. And your explanation was excellent, although people might think you were exaggerating with this sugar tax. In fact, you understated the problem. You see, in Philadelphia a week and a half ago, in this soda tax that everyone's talking about, it's not just a soda tax. It's a tax on non-sugary drinks. So it's not just taxing sugar in soda that may cause obesity and diabetes, and we can get into that conversation and the science or non-science behind the idea of the tax. But they've even passed a tax, get this, on diet soda. So if anyone still thought that these taxes on soda, sugary drinks, were about public health, forget it. Even the mayor of Philadelphia has conceded that this was simply a money grab. And if you're grabbing money for Coke, you may as well grab money for Diet Coke, too.
Well, sure, why not? Let's just go ahead and do that. Here's where I get confused on the sugary part of it, if I may, Jeff. If I'm not mistaken, you and I, the taxpayers and everybody else, we subsidize, to begin with, high fructose corn syrup, right? We subsidize it through our farm bills and so forth, and Senator Debbie Stabenow from Michigan, who wrote the farm bill, we subsidize corn farmers and high fructose corn syrup, and then we turn around and penalize those that use it, that being the consumer, by taxing it in many ways. Am I following the money correctly?
That's quite a racket the government's got going there.
It is. They take your money. Wait. They take your money to create the product, and then when you use the product, they take your money again.
that is incredible.
And it's part of this whole control system, Jeff. I don't know. It's quite a racket, to say the least, and it seems to me that every day it gets worse.
It reminds me of the Stephen Wright joke. It's a penny for your thoughts, but you always have to put your 2 cents in. Someone's making a penny there.
I do remember that. All right, so here's my question. This regulation nation is right down to the mud puddles in your driveway, the sugar tax, the luxury tax, a death tax, you know, tax on your electricity, tax on your consumption, tax on water, for God's sake, in some places. Where does it end? Because my problem, Jeff, is that most people walking around out there are asleep, or half of them are getting checks from the government, so they don't really care anyway. They're like, well, you know, I'll just get my government check and pay the government bill. It's this vicious little cycle, and the people that are left holding the real bill are you and I and other folks that go to work every day.
Well, that's true, but the really sad thing about the soda tax, the one that was just passed in Philadelphia, and is now being used as a model for legislative efforts around the country, because Philadelphia was the first major American city to pass a soda tax. There was already one in place in Berkeley, California, but I wouldn't want to use them as an example for other cities or other rational cities. But the Philadelphia soda tax, which is being used as a model, is really troubling because it is not only a money grab, but it is, especially from the left that pushed this, it is a regressive tax. It is a tax that will not only take money away from people like you and me who would enjoy soda, you know, maybe we could afford it, but it is a regressive tax. It will hurt poorest people the most. And it's got this paternalistic approach to it because they know they're targeting poor people, that that's really where it's going to hit people the most, people who can least afford it. And then they say, well, you know, these are the people who the tax will be most effective for. It's the biggest percentage of their income rather than yours. So for them, it's going to change their behavior. And they're the ones whose behavior we want to change. These poor people can't make their own decisions, so they need the government to nudge them into making so-called better choices. So it's a very paternalistic approach that preys on those in society who least have disposable income and who the government thinks it can bully by just taxing them a bit more, we can change their behavior.
So how long then, Jeff? Until we see the potato chip, the Dorito tax, if you will. When is that coming down the pipe? And furthermore, shouldn't we be taxing Coca-Cola and the bottlers and manufacturers of these products and Frito-Lay when they run television commercials? Maybe they should be taxed for the television commercials that they run to promote these products that we should be taxing, because the potato chip tax couldn't be that far behind.
No, and I wish you. I know your show is listened to wide and far. You may have just given someone an idea on the other side. But seriously, the idea behind it, you know, forget about the potato chip tax. They're already taxing the diet sodas. So, yeah, potato chips wouldn't be that much of a stretch if it's got fat in it. You know, why not a steak tax? Why not a I said it. Okay, a steak tax. If you want to tax meat in the United States, you just need to look at your friends on the left in Europe who have already been pushing through the World Health Organization, through efforts at ending climate change. You want a meat tax, they argue, because meat, get this, meat is not a sustainable form of protein, right? They'd rather us be eating tofu. And because meat has a bigger allegedly has a bigger carbon footprint than soy, then we need to, and then they like using terms that economists like me tend to use, they need to internalize the externality. They need to impose the cost of global warming on the people who cause it, meat eaters, and put in a tax on meat because meat apparently has a larger global footprint. This is not some made-up fantasy. This is actually stuff that they have been talking about, for instance, in the Paris climate change agreements. This is real ideas out there, especially in Europe, that they're trying to push on us here in the United States. And we could argue about the science as to whether...
A meat tax.
A meat tax, yeah.
You know, there are a few things that really truly frighten me these days.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Me, but I think you just did it for me, Jeff. I think you just frightened me for the first time today. I hear so much, but I think you finally did it. I'm going to give you 20 seconds for the last word, but we're going to have you back to talk about the meat tax and climate change and the nonsense involved. 20 seconds for the last word, my friend.
Well, I think there's a general theme here that the public health community no longer uses public health to drive public health approaches. It's all about big government making decisions for people, whether it's about global climate change, whether it's about soda taxes, whether it's about e-cigarettes, you name the topic, it's all about the government making better decisions than individuals can. I think they've got it all wrong.
Wow. Jeff Steyer, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, a great topic. I'm going to go barbecue a steak anyway. Thank you.